A special guest joining us again on the Outdoor Show today, Jerry Maynard from the Chocolay Raptor Center. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine, Adam. Thanks for having me.
And, I know that's kind of like your main passion is the Raptor Center, of course, but you also wear some other hats as well, and that's kind of why you're here today.
Yeah, I'm a board member for Trout Unlimited, the local Fred Ward chapter of Trout Unlimited, and very active in that.
So let's talk about a couple of things going on right now. One, the Bayou in Chocolay. Which it looks like it has gone through, right?
That's correct. At the Chocolay Bayou Nature Preserve, we were closed on it. The UP Land Conservancy now owns the property. It's 14 acres approximately and includes about half of the shoreline of the Chocolay Bayou. And it will be developed for public use for recreation with foot trails through it running from the Iron Ore Heritage Trail to Main Street. And preserve the habitat forever for fish and wildlife.
And it is actually a magnet for especially migratory birds.
Oh, it is.
Waterfowl.
The bayou is fantastic. You'll see rafts of hundreds of ducks in there in the fall and spring, resting and feeding on their migrations. So,
well, if you don't mind, I'd like to give a shout-out to the former owners. As I understand it, they were very easy to work with to make this happen.
They were, and it was interesting how this came about because they had it listed for a couple of years and it really was targeted at developers. And a couple of bird watchers met on the trail and were talking about it and say, you know, this would be really great if we could make this a preserve and keep it from development. So after meeting a couple of times, again, an ad hoc group of people who were interested, either water with the Chocolay River and the Chocolay Bayou, or wildlife with the 14 acres. It's just beautiful upland wetlands mix. And then we approached Dan and Kim, and after some discussion and negotiation, they dropped their price considerably, which made it possible to get together the cost of it, $150,000. And over the next year or so, we were able to raise those funds. They entered into a purchase agreement. They were very supportive. They've actually donated towards the purchase of the property as well as cooperating. So,
how fantastic is that?
Yeah,
I'd really like to give a shout-out to Dan and Kim DiLoretto. I mean, that's just fantastic because they could have easily gotten way more money for development of this.
Yeah, if it had been somebody had purchased it for development, it was worth probably more than what we paid for it.
Well, you have an event coming up here, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you celebrate it?
Yeah, Saturday, September 10th, there's going to be a public celebration of the closing on the purchase of the preserve, and it will start off at 8 o'clock in the morning with a guided bird walk through the preserve with some excellent bird watchers to identify birds.
From the Audubon Society, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Audubon Society members. Then at 10 o'clock, there's going to be a botany tour, again, with some experts on the different plants that you'll see in the preserve. And then at the end of that, they're going to walk over the approximately one block to the Chocolay Raptor Center and tour that. Then in the afternoon, there's going to be a float-in. They're going to put in kayaks and canoes up at the M28 landing, float down the river, tour the bayou, and then take out at the township landing nearby. And there'll be transportation available to get you back to your car back at the launch site on M28. And it's all going to be capped off starting at 7 p.m. at the Bayou Bar and Grill, where there'll
and
be...
Brewery.
In brewery now, yes. There'll be live music by Blues Wolf. The Bayou will be serving a limited menu. We're suggesting a $10 donation for your dinner. And some of their open menu might also be available. So it'll be music, food, and dancing, celebrating the purchase and the creation of the preserve.
So how do folks find out more information about this or if they'd like to get involved?
Yeah, the UP Land Conservancy is the owner and will be highlighting this. So you can go to their website, find out more information about it, or you can phone them at 225-8067.
Jerry, will you please hang around with us and tell us about the Yellow Dog Land project that's coming to fruition here pretty quick?
It is. I'd be happy to.
Did some wonderful work on that as well, and we'd like to tell you all about 700 acres, is that right?
Almost 700 acres.
Almost 700 acres on the Yellow Dog River will be preserved for access. to the public. So pretty neat stuff.
It is.
That'll be in our next Outdoor Report coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.